broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans, Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby, live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, continues now. This is the broadcast, ladies and gentlemen. What is it? It's just crazy. It's already December the 7th in the year of our Lord, 2018. This is hour two of two. And our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property and to promote God, family, and country on your radio. We stand against revolution, but stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. It is a freedom-loving, fantastic, we're taking America back, one heart, one mind issue at a time. Friday, I might add, the good sheriff, former Sheriff Richard Mack with us, thefreedomcoalition.com. Welcome back, my friend.
Good morning. Great to be back with you, Sam. Thanks for having me.
We got to get a good old buenos dias from Kurt.
Oh, yeah. Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
You're very welcome. Kurt Crosby is going to grab the email that I sent him really quick.
All right.
And this email articulates what we want to talk about for the first bit. We got a bunch of stories for the second half hour of the show. But the first hour of the show, we talked with Terry Colafrancesco. And we talked about pro-life leaders map out path to defund Planned Parenthood with Trump officials. I pray they get it done. Ladies and gentlemen, we spend so much tax money on pro-murder, pro-death, it's got to stop. So we asked the president to please veto anything, any funding bill that does not explicitly defund Planned Parenthood. Get it done, please, Donald, today. Please. All right, our guest, Richard Mack, thefreedomcoalition.com. And I want to start out with what we've been doing with the Freedom Coalition. We've been, as you know, working on prison reform on this broadcast is one of our key components ever since we talked about George Hanson back 25 years ago. We interviewed George. We did the very best we could to help get the word out on his scenario. Literally, George Hanson tried to take on the IRS. He was a former congressman from Idaho. The government literally ruined his whole life. Steve Stockman tries to take on the IRS in modern times. Same thing happens. The Republicans and Democrats in this regard, with a few exceptions, are absolute swamp monsters, and they defend the IRS as the problem. We are trying to protect innocence in prison. We are trying to work on doing something about this. This is a serious, serious issue. Steve Stockman in prison for 10 years. It is out of control, folks. I'm telling you, out of control. Philip Zodiati, we interviewed him again, or we interviewed him. His case, another example. I mean, the cases are Sam Girard. It's just out of control. And so we've got to do something. We've been trying to meet with President Trump or members of his staff or whatever for quite some time, and we just can't get it done. We just can't see. I mean, we talked to Rand Paul, no go. We talked to Joe Arpaio, no go. No one will help us with this at all, it seems. Even people who have promised their help just seem to be MIA, missing in action. I don't know what they're afraid of. I don't know, you know, what the deal is, but it has just gone we've got to do something. So what our next strategy is we wrote an open letter. Open letter. There's no liberty with innocence in prison. And what we're going to do is we're going to see how many sheriffs we can get to sign this letter. And then we're going to try to publish this letter in some newspaper or somewhere, something, to try to get attention of the Trump administration to see if we can't get enough sheriffs and President Trump to sit down and work on this issue. So I sent Kurt an email. He'll read it because it articulates the email that I've been sending to patriots across the country. Kurt?
Very good, Sam. Yeah, it says, open letter. There is no liberty.
It actually says subject, or it says Dear Kurt, right?
Well, yeah.
Okay, I want people to see what we're telling everybody or asking people to do, Kurt.
Well, it says, Hi, Kurt. We are working on the below. Can you please see if you can get your county sheriff to sign this? Several of us are contacting different sheriffs around the country. Thank
you, Sam. So I want people to understand that we're having, I've sent this to no less than 20 people yesterday. Michael Prutka, to all kinds of people. And we're literally asking people to do this across the country. It is published at libertyroundtable.com. If you want to get a copy of this, you can. And here's the letter, Kurt.
Very good. It says, open letter, there is no liberty with innocence in prison. We the people hereby request the immediate assistance and intervention by President Donald J. Trump and sheriffs across our republic to join in stopping the injustices befalling numerous Americans who are in prison as a result of egregious federal regulations. These citizens have harmed no one and are victims of a failed judicial system. Many of these cases are so complicated we can't obtain the truth. Often when they are found guilty, the sentence doesn't match the crime. Dwight and Steve Hammond were in this very situation, but thankfully they are free due to President Trump and the efforts of many concerned Americans. Another example of injustice is American homes being raided and ransacked by the Department of Education SWAT teams over unpaid student loans. This SWAT mentality is unnecessary and out of line. Such arrests and abuses are the result of agency overreach creating criminals. The United States incarcerates more people than any other country in the world if America is to be great again, as President Trump has pledged. This abuse should not be allowed to continue. We are requesting an independent committee be established to review these arrests and incarcerations in order to fairly and independently evaluate each case. A summary with recommendations will then be forwarded to the president for consideration. In the meantime, we implore President Trump to grant case-by-case pardons and return these victims to their families. We invite all sheriffs to help us work to protect due process and the rule of law. And it's finished up, says, there is no liberty with innocence in prison. Prison, thefreedomcoalition.com.
Sheriff, you want the first word, sir?
Well, Sam, I've read that over numerous times. I've never heard it so powerfully as Kurt just did it. And it really touched me. I got chills listening to him. And it's an excellent letter devised by one Samuel Bushman. And I'll tell you what, it really sounds good. I just thoroughly was enthralled listening to that.
Now, I certainly was involved in writing it, but let's be clear. Sheriff Mack helped. A couple of friends helped. Tim Starks, Kevin Blake. My wife helped quite a bit. And you had some suggestions. Rick Dalton had some suggestions. So, you know what? It's an effort by several of us. Certainly, I was involved heavily. But let's all take, I don't know if we want to take credit, but let's all say together, we're working on what we believe to be a sacred cause.
Well, yeah, it is. That's important, too. And, Sam, you mentioned real briefly the frustration that you and I both have felt because we just have taken this to so many people that are in a position to where they could have made this happen for Sam Girard and his family over 2 years ago. And now he and his family have hired a pardon attorney. And, you know, that is one suggestion I gave them way back when. I even talked to a couple of pardon attorneys and told the Girards about how the pricing would be on some of them. And you know, attorneys, they absolutely don't do this for free. So anyway, I really pray that this letter will help and maybe we can get the sheriffs of this country to do what you and I have been working on, sheriffs, now for 15 years or so, I don't know, and how they should be the ones to promote liberty in our country and to promote justice.
I don't even know what to say about this because let me tell you what is so, I don't know what you want to say, shocking to me or whatever you want to call it. This issue is so critical. There's nothing in it for Sam Bushman, okay? I'm not in prison. I have a job. Okay. You know what? If you want to just be selfish or whatever you want to call it, this mattereth not to me personally. And I don't say that because it doesn't matter. Of course it matters. But what I'm trying to get across is there is nothing in this effort or agenda for me. Working on writing this letter, the couple of years we've been working on this, calling congressmen and senators and talking about it on the radio and interviewing these guests that relate to this topic. And there's not a single thing in it for me. Open letter. There is no liberty with innocence in prison. I know that it matters to all of us, and I know that it's critical for the next generation. I get it. But what I'm saying is, but yet, whenever we talk to people, they give us either lip service, and then they turn their back on us, or they don't even give a lip service. They just say no. This is the most discouraging campaign I have ever worked on, Sheriff, because it's so critical, so vital, so sacred, so important, so at the heart of America that, and no one seems interested, even the good guys, even the guys that we think, you know what, these people will do something. I just hear things like this. People are scared. People won't move the needle. I don't dare touch that. I don't have the political capital. I don't. It just goes on and on and on and on.
But Sam, it's so, this is a, such an easy cause to say, oh, yeah, we've got to do something about that.
I agree with your point, but it doesn't seem to be. But I agree.
I know.
I completely agree with you, but I don't understand it. I mean, guys that I thought would be on. I mean, look, Rand Paul, for example, one of the people we're trying to free is in his state, for crying out loud. Sam Gerard, one of the most innocent people that I've ever known about. One of the simplest cases to vet and go, this is insanity. Even if you believe Sam's guilty, which I don't, but even if you do, you say the sentence doesn't match the crime, not even close, just like we highlighted. Okay, it's in Rand Paul's state. I would say the most conservative, or Rand, one of the most, the conservative senator, probably the most conservative senator we've got, or at least close to, if not the. All right, and he's written a book about these topics, knowing how vital it is. He's currently working on prison reform with a bunch of other colleagues in the Senate. I get it all. But we try to talk to him, and he just simply, flat out, completely ignores us. The good Sheriff, Richard Mack, on your radio in seconds.
Why don't we say to the government writ large that they have to spend a little bit less? Anybody ever had less money this year than you had last? Anybody better have a 1% pay cut? You deal with it. That's what government needs, a 1% pay cut. If you take a 1% pay cut across the board, you have more than enough money to actually pay for the disaster relief. But nobody's going to do that because they're fiscally irresponsible. Who are they? Republicans. Who are they? Democrats. Who are they? Virtually the whole body is careless and reckless with your money. So the money will not be offset by cuts anywhere. The money will be added to the debt, and there will be a day of reckoning. What's the day of reckoning? The day of reckoning may well be the collapse of the stock market. The day of reckoning may be the collapse of the dollar. When it comes, I can't tell you exactly, but I can tell you it has happened repeatedly in history when countries ruin their currency.
Hey, listen up. This is a deep state alert. Former Texas Congressman Steve Stockman, who moved to arrest Lois Lerner for contempt of Congress, has been imprisoned by the very office that Lerner led. You heard right. Stockman hit the Obama administration hard, and they hit back with the full force of the federal government. The guy who said he wanted Mark Levin as Speaker of the House was the first to threaten Obama's impeachment, exposed Hillary selling steel to the Iranians, and blocked both Obama's immigration and gun bills from even reaching the House. But Obama holdovers came after him in federal court with trumped-up charges and have locked our guy up. Like many others, he was on Obama's hit list. Steve fought for us in Congress. Now we need to fight for him. Don't abandon this wounded hero on the battlefield. Let's help cover his massive legal costs. To chip in $5 or more, text the word FIGHT to 444-999. That's FIGHT, F-I-G-H-T, to 444-999, or go to defendapatriot.com. That's defendapatriot.com.
There ain't no talk show on the planet like it, ladies and gentlemen. Who's standing up for the innocents in prison like we are, huh? Hey, we're not trying to take credit, but we are trying to double down, triple down, quadruple down in support of the American ideal. I'm telling you right now, if we don't have life, liberty, and happiness, or property, whatever you want to call it, we've got nothing. Open letter, ladies and gentlemen. There is no liberty with innocence in prison. Please get it to your local sheriff. See if they'll sign it. That's our quest. But I'm telling you right now, this seems like such an easy thing to support. I mean, when you read that letter, there's not a, I don't think that there's any incendiary language in it. There's no divisionary language in it. There's no language that you couldn't support. Even if you're a liberal, you should go, yeah, you know what? These cases are egregious. We can't have that. But I can't even get the most conservative person at all aboard on this thing, Sheriff. Nobody.
Yeah, that's to me, it's that's the astonishing thing about this whole thing. You know, we all know that government abuse is going to be there, and, you know, let's call a spade here, too. This is also 95% leftovers from the Obama administration and the corrupt administration that was. And maybe that's another reason why the media won't touch it, because they always give him a free pass. But I'm still wondering why in the world the Republicans won't touch it. Wouldn't this be a great political ploy? We're going to fix what Obama did. Obama did this. We're going to fix it. We're going to undo it. He was the anti-Constitution man. He was the anti-freedom president. We're going to fix it. We're Republicans. We stand for these things.
But here's what I find even most fascinating. They are working on prison reform. The problem is their bill doesn't even touch anything that we're talking about at all. It ignores the political prisoners. It ignores the real abuse cases. And it's just a very watered down now. I mean, it's better than nothing. It's the first step is what they call it. And it's better than nothing. I'm not downing it, but I'm just saying it's divorced from the efforts that we're making because it doesn't go even close to far enough. It doesn't even touch the real issue.
Sam, that prison reform bill that they started, you and I and several other people were calling it a good first step. And that's exactly what you call something when it doesn't even come close to hitting the target in the center. That bill doesn't.
And they can't even move the needle on it. So why don't they join us and focus on getting a presidential commission done? Why don't we work on pardons for innocent people that are in prison? And why don't we build support for it?
Boy, that's what you would sure think.
I not only would I think, I'd pray, but man, I try to get a hold of Mike Lee, can't do it. Try to get a hold of Rand Paul, can't do it. I mean, it's not even Halloween and it's not Ghostbusters, but who the heck are you going to call, sir? I mean, I can't get Joe Arpaio to even help us. I literally talked to Joe myself and said, Joe, I know you got your pardon, buddy, but now we really need your help. And he's like, you know what? What have you done for anybody lately, Sam? I'm like, well, I don't know. I'm just trying to work on this thing. I don't have an axe to grind, and I don't have an issue in this. This really doesn't, you know, do anything for Sam personally. I'm not asking you to do anything for me, Joe. I am asking you to do something for the innocents in prison, though. And he just said, you know what? I'm busy. Keep me posted. Thank you. Have a great day. And I'm not trying to just out Joe Arpaio, but I'm just saying to a man, and I'm not trying to out Rand Paul or Mike Lee or anybody else. But to a man, this is what we found. Now, even Sheriff Mack has tried to talk to people that were running in this big, massive political race in Arizona. None of them would take it on either, would they, Kurt? Or would they, Richard?
No, they wouldn't. And, you know, some of them just were just, like, appalled and said, man, yes, we've got to stop this. I so admire you for bringing this up. As a matter of fact, that's what the chairman of the Republican Party told us. You guys, I so applaud what you're trying to do here. I will do whatever I can to get this to the White House. And then, of course, he doesn't. And he won't return our calls. And he's busy. And, I mean, seriously, Rick Dalton and I tried that. And the guy would never call us back. And after we tried to see what he did to get it to the chairwoman of the Republican Party, because he said he was going to do that. And he said, I know she can get it to the White House, obviously. I also have a way to get it to the White House. He said it might not be as effective as hers. That's Mitt Romney's niece. And she's, I don't even think he ever took it to her. And so, you know, people want to play politics with this issue. They want to turn their back on this issue. You know, well, what do we...
And we can go all over the discussion map. You can take a Christian person, all right, in this Philip Zodiati case. I mean, it's so big. Liberty Council has been involved in defending the same woman that Philip was trying to help. Now Philip's in prison. Philip Zodiati, ladies and gentlemen, that's a Christian example right here in America. Christian persecution on steroids by the gay and lesbian lobby. Donald does nothing. All right. Now you take Steve Stockman, a former congressman, trying to get the truth out on the IRS and create accountability. Okay. Again, now he's in prison for 10 years. So now you got a congressman, a big time Christian. And then you look at Sam Gerard and you go, now we have a, is it Amish? It's not Amish, right? Is he Amish or Amish?
He's Amish.
All right. Because I've seen some stories saying that he's an Amish farmer. I think there's a difference between the two groups, right?
I think.
Right. One starts with an O and one starts with an A.
All right. That's very helpful, Kurt.
He's the one with an A. It's Amish.
Kurt's kind of showing some disrespect here, ladies and gentlemen. But I think that there's a difference religiously.
I'm just kidding about that.
I think pronounce the Amish.
You think it's the same thing?
Yes.
Even though they're spelled different?
I didn't know they were spelled different.
Huh. Yeah, I know there's some Amish ones and some Amish ones, and I
and
personally am
different?
Showing my intelligence. No, they're spelled different.
Okay.
I just don't know the difference.
Different.
Between
Kurt just
them.
Knows one starts with an A and one starts with an O. That's as religiously deep as Kurt will get for these poor people. Anyway,
sorry.
I'm trying to defend both groups, and I'm trying to show respect to both
it,
of them.
It says for the Amish, it says Pennsylvania German a group of traditionalist Christian church fellowships with Swiss, German, Anabaptist origins.
Okay.
When you look up Amish with an O, you get, this is Google, of course, so, you know, you never know. But anyway, it says, of pertaining to or designating the followers of Jacob Ammon with an A, a strict Mennonite of the 17th century who even prescribed the use of buttons and shaving as worldly conformity. There are several branches of Amish Mennonites in the United States. Amish with an A, but it's talking about O. It says
yeah,
so, anyway,
so I don't know if they have different origins. And the reason that I bring this up is that, you know, I would like greater education on this, and I don't know, and I want to be respectful to both groups. I don't mean to.
You want to be respectful?
Well, it's kind
You're
of like calling a Samoan a Tongan, Kurt. And a Tongan a Samoan. You know? Most people are just
Right.
Man, they're all the same. They're islanders over there, ain't they? Okay, it's pretty offensive to some of these people. And I'm just trying to show some respect.
Yes.
You know how I'm hateful. And
yeah, but
that.
You're supposed to be disrespectful, Sam. You're supposed to be. You know,
this
I
is
mean,
running all
isn't
off
that
the
what
rails,
they
man.
Accuse you of? You
know, absolutely, all day long, but they're wrong. They're lying. But nevertheless, so you got this Amish. You got this Christian. You've got a former congressman. And I mean, those are just some cases that I can highlight in like 2 minutes. But you've got thousands of Americans that are political prisoners in this case. And you've got the Garamond and the Ammon Bundy case flat out caught perjuring themselves and withholding exculpatory evidence, right? I mean, okay. And they literally tased a peaceful attorney in the courtroom, people. I mean, they're okay. Donald knows the Joe Arpaio case. Donald knows some of these other people. Who else did he pardon? Is that guy's name Scooter Libby or whatever that guy's name is? Didn't Donald pardon that guy,
yeah,
too?
Yeah, I think so. He's the guy that first invented the scooter.
That's right.
Scooters are really cool things.
Yeah, actually, they're breaking bones all over the country. Go study up on it. They're dangerous. It's all good. Okay, it's crazy.
Sorry.
Don't even give one of those for Christmas gifts. Speaking of
Merry
Christmas.
No, he didn't really invent the scooter.
How do you like a broken bone? No, he didn't. But Kurt will lead people to believe all kinds of false doctrines if you don't hold him accountable, folks. Be very careful. You got the Amish scooter running people running around now. Do the Amish
That's
do scooters?
Right.
They're not motorized, Kurt.
Good point.
Mm-hmm. All right. Anyway, I bring all this up, though, to say you've got these cases, Sheriff, and I don't even know what to do for these people. I mean, I just feel like there is no place for us to go next unless we can get enough sheriffs to move the needle. Now, you wrote a book that talked about this as our last hope, right?
Yeah, I did. The County Sheriff of America's Last Hope, and I guess that's what we ended up coming to the conclusion of, that we can't get anybody to help us in Washington, D.C. We can't get anybody locally who you would think would be in a position to want to try to help. And so we've run into that brick wall, and it says county sheriff on it.
Well, the question is, will they do it? I've literally sent personally after working on this letter so hard with many others. I've literally sent it to 25 key influencers the best I can. We'll see if they can get their county sheriffs to sign it. Four or five already wrote back and said, no, I can't do it. My sheriff's a socialist. Just so you know.
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Anyone who challenges their control is deemed a sexist, a racist, a xenophobe, and morally deformed. They will attack you. They will slander you. They will seek to destroy your career and your family. They will seek to destroy everything about you, including your reputation. They will lie, 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 and then again, they will do worse than that. They will do whatever's necessary. The Clintons are criminals. Remember that. They're criminals.
I'm going to open up our libel laws so when they write purposely negative and horrible and false articles, we can sue them and win lots of money. We're going to open up those libel laws.
Each week, the political cesspool, known worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, hits the airwaves to bring you the other side of the news and to report on events which are vital to your welfare but are hushed up or distorted by the mainstream media. However, to continue doing this, we need your support. Go online at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a safe and secure donation. If you prefer not to make an online donation, you can send us a check or money order to the address on the website. No matter which way you choose, the political cesspool needs your support. Go online to www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a donation today.
I'd advise Mr. Trump to stop whining and go try to make his case to get votes.
The press has created a rigged system.
They even want to try and rig the election.
Well, I tell you what, it helps in Ohio that we got Democrats in charge of the machines.
And poisoned the mind of so many of our voters.
At the polling booths, where so many cities are corrupt and voter fraud is all too common. And then they say, oh, there's no voter fraud in our country.
I come from Chicago. So I want to be honest. It's not as if it's just Republicans who have monkeyed around with elections in the past. Sometimes Democrats have too. You know, whenever people are in power, they have this tendency to try to, you know, tilt things in their direction.
There's no way.
You start whining before the game's even over. Whenever things are going badly for you and you lose, you start blaming somebody else. And you don't have what it takes to be in this job.
All right, Kirk Cosby asked me something on the break I want to tell you guys about. He said, hey, man, what does David A. Clark Jr. say about this? You know, the good sheriff from Milwaukee, Wisconsin? Well, former sheriff, now he's a Trump. He runs the action, political action committee for Donald Trump and such like that, and doing a great job up there, by the way. And so, you know, hey, David A. Clark and others just say, you know what? We don't know how to vet these cases. We don't want to spend the political capital on them. We don't know what's going on with these cases. And I'm not here to attack David Clark. And I'm not here to attack Rand Paul or Mike Lee or anybody who's not willing to take this on. I get their concern. They're saying, you know what, Sam? I can't dig into this case. Let's just say Steve Stockman. You know what? These guys can't even make heads nor tails of it. It's so complicated. The government's lied. They had four different grand juries. They've got 23 whatever charges against him. And how do you vet a case like that? How on earth do you get a handle on it? I can't blame David Clark Jr. and others for going, you know what, I don't know how to touch this. I can't get egg all over my face over this thing because I don't know the truth. I don't have time to research it. I'm not an attorney. I can't. And I don't blame these people, Sheriff. But at the same time, what the heck are we going to do?
Well,
so I don't want this to come across that I'm attacking any of these people.
I do blame them. You know, to an extent, I understand Sheriff Clark's statement about spending political capital on something that's going to be very difficult to vet. But some of these aren't difficult to vet. And if he would take a minute to look at it, he would see that. And no one took a stronger stand than he did when it came to the Hammonds. He was on a radio show, and I think he was the host of a radio show for a while.
Who was?
Sheriff Clark.
Yes, he was, with Glenn Beck's network, by the way, The Blaze.
Yes. And not only that, on that show, he gave a terrific review of the Hammond situation.
Boy, howdy did he.
More than anybody else in the entire country. And
yes.
He really took some time to look into that. That's all he would have to do with these other cases. And if the Sam Girod one is something that he's already familiar with, because I've talked to him about it a couple of times. But it's been a while. I mean, it was a year and a half, 2 years ago. And so I do blame people who say they're too busy on this. I'm sorry. This is what we're here for. This is what we have promised, not only in our oaths of our jobs, but also we promise this as Christians, that we're not going to watch while innocent people are attacked and destroyed and having their families torn asunder because of government injustice and a system run amok. So, no, where I don't want to hurt these people, I don't. But at the same time, there's a few of them that need a wake-up call.
Yeah, I understand that, and I agree with that. The reason that I say this is I'm not coming across, or I don't want to come across as attacking them, because I know they do a lot of good. Rand Paul does a ton of good. Mike Lee does a lot of good. David Clark Jr. does a lot of good. A lot of these people are good people doing good things, and I don't want to down the good they do, and I don't want to sever relationships, and I don't want to turn my back on them. But what I want to do is highlight that it is very difficult to understand these cases. It is very complicated, and it's hard to know what the truth is on these things. And at the same time, I don't want to dismiss them saying they should do nothing. If I completely dismiss them, I wouldn't even bring it up on the radio. I'd just protect them. I'm not doing that either. I'm trying to walk a very fine line to say we need accountability. These people won't stand up, so I'll name them. At the same time, I don't really want to just run around and shame them. I get their concerns and the problems that they have with these things. At the same time, we need to move the needle. What do we do? And, what are we to do is a great question that Ammon Bundy has been asking for a long time. And especially when, internally, there's been a lot of discussions about us saying, you know what, guys, you guys need to lead with the Ammon Bundy case, some are saying. If you want to see a government abuse, egregious as all get out, there it is. There's no doubt about that. But the problem is you bring that up and most people will run even 10 times further than they're running now. So it's a balance we've got to work out. But Ammon Bundy's in the news, Kurt. Got about 3 or 4 Ammon Bundy stories here.
Well, that's right. But, basically what has happened lately, the folks that are trying to separate him from, for example, President Trump or whatever, are saying that he's been, criticizing President Trump on the border thing. And, just like we're just talking about with Sheriff Clark or Joe Arpaio, nobody agrees with everybody on everything. And so what people try to do is separate friends that can mostly work together and make them fight amongst themselves, and that makes the other guys win. But in this case, Ammon has now logged onto Facebook and basically, logged off. Because what has happened, Sam, is a number of these so-called followers or whatever they're pretty vile against him. They're basically saying he's, sold out to George Soros or some of the other big financiers. But most of the time, they just don't really listen to him. They want somebody who will start shooting, if you will, and Ammon has never been that way. He's wanting to bring issues to the table and that kind of thing. And, so now he has shut down his social media accounts, said he was stepping away from the, I guess you could call them the public light and the patriot groups. They put that in quotes. This is a BuzzFeed story that had gained the national attention, they say, while, about the Nevada situation and the Malheur deal as well. He says the decision to quit wasn't an easy one, and that's what he said, but the movement's unforgiving opposition to the migrant caravan and what he called the dangerous and blinding support of President Trump left him with no choice.
The headline says Ammon Bundy's quitting the militia movement after breaking with Trump on anti-immigration rhetoric. The vast majority seemed to hang on to what seemed like hate and fear and almost warmongering. And I don't want to associate myself with warmongers. Now,
good point.
Then they say another headline says Ammon Bundy to headline anti-government, anti-Native American extremist conference. And Secretary Zinke has been silent about the extremist conference taking place in his hometown. And then the next headline says the Hammonds are home in Harney County as it searches for its new normal. Conrad Wilson writes that piece, and it's a big, long article that basically starts out by saying many people in Harney County believe that the Hammonds would have came home way sooner if it wasn't for Bundy's and their followers. And it's a big old attack, the Bundy's. And so you're right. Ammon's getting it from every side, Kurt.
Yeah, and I believe one of the things we got to remember, you remember that deal up in Seattle where we found out that those guys with the boots on were, hey, they were the same kind of boots as the instigators of the problem, were the same kind of boots that the government boys had on. And we saw it with the Malheur Wildlife Refuge thing where they had infiltrators going in, and they basically try to get good people like Ammon to do something that he shouldn't do, to stir it up, if you will. I think that's basically what he's saying, is he says, hey, I don't want to participate in warmongering or, you know, these other things. He's bringing up the Constitution and those principles, and there's a lot of people that don't want that. They want, somebody who will try to start a fight. Basically,
there you have it. Do you want to respond to that, Sheriff?
I saw part of that article, and I was a little bit surprised by it. I would like to sit down with Ammon and talk to him about the immigration issue, because I'm still very concerned about illegal immigration. It's law breaking. It poses a severe security risk to our country. The types of people that are coming into our country because of the lax security at the border and lax immigration laws and enforcement are posing a huge threat to our country. So I really kind of don't understand him. I totally support him on some of the other stuff he's saying, and I agree with him on a lot of it.
Yeah, and that's kind of why, before, you know, covering too many of these stories, I wanted to get Ammon on so that he could speak for himself about this. And what we'll do is we'll get Ammon on as soon as we can, if he's willing. I don't know. Maybe he's backing out of the media and he won't come on. I don't know. But I think he will. We've been more than fair to Ammon over the years, and I think he knows that, and he respects us for it, even if we disagree with Ammon on occasion once in a while, which we do. We're human. But I think Ammon knows we'll be at least do our best to be fair and let him say what he wants to say.
Sure.
The problem with a lot of this is I don't know where this is going in terms of these headlines and these stories, except for they're trying to divide Ammon and Donald Trump. I agree with Kurt on that. They're trying to divide the Hammonds and Ammon and Clive and Bundy. There's a headline also that says the religious ideology driving the Bundy brothers. Kurt will update us on that one in seconds. Liberty Roundtable Live.
Hi, I'm Patty, wife of former Congressman Steve Stockman. In Congress, Steve sought impeachment of Eric Holder for his corruption of the Justice Department and his fast and furious gun running that caused border agent Brian Talley's death. Steve called for arrest of Lois Lerner for her contempt of Congress as it investigated her targeting of conservative nonprofit groups. After 4 years, 4 grand juries, and millions of tax dollars, Steve Stockman is in prison. His case involved 4 checks to nonprofits. DOJ has one standard for Hillary Clinton, but another for folks like President Trump and my husband. We've spent all our savings, all Steve's retirement, and much of mine. Steve Stockman has fought for you and America. Won't you join me now to fight for Steve? To help, text FIGHT to 444-999. Text F-I-G-H-T to 444-999 or go to defendapatriot.com. Defendapatriot.com.
We fought, we learned, we struggled,
we won.
Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
All right, the religious ideology of the Bundys, it starts out telling you how much of a hater Ammon is, huh, Kurt?
Well, in this story, the reason I brought it up, it was quite a while back, is just to show you what the normal media is trying to do. They're trying to show him as some kind of a nut, some kind of a guy like Jim Jones or something like that. And yet, you know, he's so far from that.
Well, that's if you want the truth about Ammon, Kurt.
Yeah, and they hate the whole religion thing. They want to do anything, you know, to do with God. They want to make it seem funny or not true.
Or extremist.
That's right. And so that's what this whole story was about. The bottom line is Ammon feels like the Constitution was inspired by God and that we ought to live it, and that, his religious beliefs, bring that forward or make him.
Yeah, he also wants to back down on the rhetoric. I know they act like he's armed to the teeth and he wants this, you know, but yet, you know what? I see Ammon doing nothing but trying to, many of us have been really trying to have a clarion call for civility and back away from the confrontations. And it seems to me Ammon's doing that, and the mainstream press won't even let him do that with dignity, Sheriff.
Actually, Sheriff Mack had to leave, and you can catch him on his cell phone.
Okay. All right.
Thank you, that's Don.
We appreciate it.
Catching in there.
Yeah, but there you go. So that's the Ammon Bundy detail, Kurt. And, sad part about that all is that, you know what? And this is kind of what we've got into America. The conservatives are falling apart. Guys like Ammon are just leaving the public discussion arena now because they've been attacked by even the good guys. And believe it or not, when I sent out my letter, there's no liberty with innocence in prison, Kurt. You know what? I got back pretty much negative comments. A lot of guys just wrote back and said, my sheriff's too socialist, can't do it. I said, well, you ought to work on electing a new one, can't do it. The good old boys are around him. I said, you ought to move to a different state, can't do it. Move to a different place, can't do it. I called another buddy of mine. I won't even name his name yet. He'll be on the radio with us next week to tell the story himself. But he's just like, hey, all the conservatives used to back me. Now they're all afraid they're going to go to jail. So they're all basically backing away. And so we think we have an environment of defending freedom, and I pray we do. But I'm telling you right now, it's gotten so egregious. People are just running for the hills, Kurt.
Yeah. Good point.
So there you have it. All right, Bruce McLaughlin's the guy's name. He was a prisoner, a hardened criminal. He busted out of prison. They beat up a guard and all that kind of stuff, went kind of crazy. Well, he broke into a woman's house, Kurt, in the middle of the night. Immediately, he got his brains blown out.
Whoa.
The woman said, I'm so sorry, but he was coming to harm me, and I had to defend my castle. I had to protect my family. He's dead.
Imagine that. Yeah.
Now,
maybe
I never...
Maybe if he wouldn't have been breaking into somebody's house, he'd be fine, right?
So. Yeah, and I never want to celebrate a life lost. Okay, no. I never want to be guilty of that kind of an attitude. But this one right. makes you kind of say, you know what, this is actually a preservation of life story, as sad as it is right. that somebody lost their life. And this is an right. example of somebody using the Second Amendment properly to say, listen, and I hope the message spreads, but the mainstream press won't talk about this story. But I hope the message spreads that, you know what, don't break into people's houses. Don't break in and, you know, steal. Don't break in and harm people. Don't commit acts of violence. Don't rape women. Don't harm or rape or kidnap little children or women. Don't do those things. Because if you do, you might just wind up dead. Now, I know that's, I mean, we should have a better deterrent than that. We should say don't do that because we believe in God and his laws. And, of course, we know it's against God's laws. And we want to, you know, obey the author of our liberty, not go contrary. Mm-hmm. But if it takes a negative deterrent, such as you'll wind up dead, so be it. All I'm telling you is this lady had a kill me not, rape me not, and it saved their family, Kurt. And it's a great story. It's a sad story because of the loss of anyone's life. It's a right. great story good because point. The good guys got defended in the way that we need to go about it in America. We need to understand that guns in the hands of good guys and gals mm-hmm. is a good thing. This guy escaped Stop from jail, that, yes. decides he's going to harm people, and hey, she stops him.
Right.
And thank heavens he was stopped, Kurt. And that doesn't mean I'm celebrating his death. I think it's so sad he's going to meet his maker with blood on his hands. Yeah. But I commend this lady.
Dear
anyway,
blood, yeah.
Say again?
Well, he was the one who was killed, right?
Well,
but
yeah,
he was,
but he's got blood on his hands for the crime
he had
committed
bad
before.
Intent. Yeah, that's right. Good point.
Okay, he wasn't in jail for nothing, okay?
Right.
And then he was seeking to have blood on his hands again.
Yeah.
Or a rape on his hands. I mean, I don't know what his intention was.
Something. It wasn't, he probably wasn't going in there after a cookie.
He was probably like pulling up his sign saying, you know what, I don't have food, I'm willing to work for food in the middle of the
well,
night.
Yeah,
this lady,
but there's
see?
Plenty of places to
but
do that.
The problem
that
is, as far as I understand, he you know, kicked the door in and stuff like that and stuff. And so, you know,
yeah.
she's kind of thinking his intents might not be virtuous. And so she takes care of business. Now, Kurt, the study, if you really study this story, it turns out that she took concealed carry permit training and stuff like that. Uh-huh. So see, that every piece of this story is just good news, good news, good news. And the mainstream press won't even touch it.
Good point.
What a disappointing thing, isn't it? What a sad tale to tell.
Well,
but a grateful story to tell, too. I'm grateful that that family was safe.
Yeah, it's the kind of stuff we look for.
Yes, and we need to be careful. We don't look forward to it or look for it because the guy's dead. I wish the guy would have maybe got some Christianity in prison, you know, instead of just putting him hard, letting prisoners get more hardened and hardened and hardened in prison. Maybe there's ways to have these people learn about Christ and learn about there is a chance for forgiveness and there is a chance for repentance and there are opportunities for solutions and your life doesn't have to be this way. And but see, we can't do that, Kurt, because there's separation of church and state, right? And so you got this whacked out idea, and then these prisoners come out more hardened than when they went in oftentimes. Not always, but many times. And it's a tragic situation, Kurt. I mean, this is so sad. This whole thing, the fact that it had to go down like that is super sad. But I'm glad this lady had a rape me not and a kill me not. Yeah. I'm glad she understood her proper roles. Now, just so you know, we're trying to bust out a lot of political prisoners that don't deserve to be there. Some do, obviously, like this one guy, right? So, there, you know, we got to vet these cases individually, and that's what our letter highlights and focuses on. But one right. last story before the end of the hour, Kurt. U.S. prison inmates sue for constitutional right to pornography.
Oh, boy. Yeah. That's, you know, like you say, a sad situation, and there is no constitutional right to pornography, Sam, you know. Sheriff Joe, you know, taught him that, you know, out on the desert down there. And so many times, you know, it seems like good is called evil and evil is called good.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Now, I want to double down before the end of this hour, though. And I know that, you know, these headlines that relate to the Ammon Bundy thing. You know, it's hard for me to even want to let these headlines be in our news. But I will say this. I personally know Ammon Bundy. Okay? I personally have prayed with Ammon. I've eaten dinner with Ammon. I've spent time with him discussing constitutional subjects on many, many occasions. And I'm telling you right now, I personally vouch for Ammon Bundy. I defend him as a dear friend. I defend him as a brother in Christ. I defend him as a brother in the Patriot movement in which we are anxiously engaged for a good cause to protect life, liberty, and property. And I'm telling you right now, Ammon Bundy is a wonderful gentleman. And I call him a personal dear friend. And I'm telling you right now, I don't care what rhetoric runs around about him. I don't care. I'm telling you right now, I believe I know his heart. I've given him hugs and shaken his hand. I've prayed with him. I've been on the porch of the Hammond family with him, giving them hugs, saying we'll do all we can to help you get out of prison. We did our best for Ammon at the time. Whether we disagree on a topic or not mattereth not. The fact is, I defend Ammon Bundy and double down as his personal friend. I'm telling you right now, Ammon Bundy is a wonderful, wonderful family man, Kurt. Yep. And so I don't want this hour to go by with some of those headlines and some of the discussions around Ammon Bundy without being very clear where I stand. You know what? Ammon and I might disagree on a point here or there. We're human. But I'm telling you, he's an incredible, brilliant constitutional mind. His heart's pure. He is about nothing more than God, family, and country. He's about nothing more than God, family, and country and the protection of life, liberty, and property. I am confident of this. And we've had some very heart-to-heart discussions with Ammon Bundy. And I'm telling you right now, I think he's a true blue American that is a hero. That's what I think of Ammon Bundy, Kurt. I think that the guy's a hero. You know, now I know that from time to time I could say, well, I don't think he ought to do this, or I don't think that that's the best move. You know what? I'm sure he's saying that about me, too. I don't always do things perfect. And I mean, as you guys know, Kurt Crosby has to correct me 9 times out of 10, right, folks? So, I mean, you know, I get it. But I am telling you that he is an absolute blessing to this country. He's a blessing to his family and the larger Patriot family, and he is a servant of God. I'm convinced of that. Do you want to add anything to this, Kurt?
I think you've covered it very well, Sam. I mean, and I, the reason I bring the stories up is, number one, you know, it's sad to me to see how the big media put Ammon on the front pages and all that stuff, showing the quote, you know, evil crazed, you know, guy and all that stuff, and yet the real truth doesn't get brought out. You know, I mean, I've got relatives that when they know that I was there or whatever, they think, man, you're some kind of a nut too, you know. And the fact is, you know, they don't know the real story. And
right.
Folks that are willing to dig in and find out the real story will never know it, especially when they get continually covered over with false information. You know, and that's the reason we bring up the bad stories to offset them and say, look, this isn't true, you know, and we know it by personal experience.
Yeah, you're right about that. And so this is good. These stories are good to bring up, ladies and gentlemen. I just want to make sure that, you know, one of the things we're famous for is I want Ammon to be able to speak for himself. And I'll need to get him on the program. It's just been a little bit busy this Christmas season or whatever.
Oh,
but
Sam,
I will reach out.
But a guy like you should be able to do like
Kurt. I'm writing this letter yesterday. And I just got it to 25 people. In fact, I got the letter to Kurt to review and give me feedback. And Kurt was too busy to even give me feedback, much less write it and book Ammon Bundy.
I knew that it was, you know, you guys would have it all taken care
Kurt
of.
Kurt knew would do all the work.
And I, unlike Sam, am not superhuman. I have very many limitations to what
I can
do.
All I can tell you is this, ladies and gentlemen, our prayers are with Ammon Bundy. Whatever he chooses to do, we've got his back. I'm telling you that right now. And I don't care what anybody says, I'll defend. I'll go on any TV show, any news program, everywhere, and absolutely tentuple down, if that's even a word, in defense of my brother, Ammon Bundy. You know what tentuple means, don't you, Kurt?
Yeah, it's more than nine tuple.
There you go. It's doubling down on steroids.
It's a little short of Leventuple.
I hear that. Mm-hmm. Anyway, all I'm telling you is I believe Evan Bundy's a dear brother, and I completely defend him. And I defend Richard Mack, even if he does dump out in the middle of the program. Our prayers are with him, too. All right, thanks for being alongside for the ride, ladies and gentlemen. We declare this nation shall endure. God save the Republic of the United States of America.